By the way, I'm at my wit's end with this fly that's been. It's almost like the fly was put in this studio to aggravate me even more, knowing how I was coming in with the Yankees. I don't know how it's on the 11th floor. I don't know how. There's no windows in here, so I don't really know how the fly got in here. But this fly dove is. It's at my wit's end.
Maybe it can go 10 floors, not 11.
Yeah, but I don't really care where it goes. Just go to 12, go to 10, just get off 11. Because it's just what I think it's like. All right, he's good. He's not going to keep going. He becomes very active again. And he's just, you know, I'll tell you, the fly swatter's coming out soon, Huff.
There's been a moth in this control room for about 3 months.
Don't talk that way about Dove. That's not nice.
I mean, yeah.
It's not the same moth.
There's a family of moths in this control room, and there seriously though is a moth here every day that me and Dove swat.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Do you know what happens? So I got something on the NFL. I want to give that in a minute. We'll get back to the calls as well. So I'm coming out of my basement. Guess about a week or so ago, just to water the arborvitaes, make sure she's doing well. You know, I want to make sure they're growing nice.
How's she looking?
Nice and plump.
Good. Good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very round, very healthy, shall we say. And when I come out, like, this is the basement door, which obviously is now under, if you can envision, underneath my deck before you get out to the grass, whatever, little basketball court. And there's a light that's to the immediate left of the door so that when you come out at night, you kind of see where you're going a little bit here. Evidently, I don't know if the birds came and, like, unscrewed the top of the light or if it was just loose and it maybe just fell off. I'm kind of guessing that that was it. These birds made this incredible nest. And, I mean, it scared the hell out of me because when I walked out to water, like, three birds, two baby birds and I guess the mom, flew out of this light fixture, which was about... I don't know, a half a foot from my head. Dude, I didn't know what the hell happened. So now I'm in a rough spot here because I don't want to ruin their home, but I also don't want their home to be at my home. And I'm like, that's it. I got to take matters into my own hand. And I started to, like, detach, unscrew the light fixture. But then I got to the part where there's the wires. Now I sound like Sal with the things he can't do at his house. I'm actually usually pretty handy. But once you get into the electrical stuff, and this is obvious, there was all these wires. I'm like, I'm either going to get electrocuted or I'm going to electrocute the birds. Let me just lay out and let me just have the electrician come out because they got to fix the fan as well. But those birds are on their last, they're closing up shop. That's it. I'm going to kick them out soon. But it is a beautiful nest. And the way... birds actually make nests. It's really a thing of beauty. How hard they... So that's why I can't just destroy their home. Part of me wants to just flood it out. Flood it out because it's so hard now. It's like the mud, and it makes it very hard, obviously, to protect them from the elements, the eggs and the food, et cetera, for the babies. So there. But I'm like, I can't do that. I don't know if anything's in there, eggs. I'm not just going to flood it out. I'm not that guy. But I also don't want all the dumpings around on the tiles. Anyway, it's been a massive production, so I'm going to have to solve that. All right, did you guys see what happened with Sanders over the weekend? I'll tell you, the Browns, much as we talk about, like, the Jets and what they've done and a few other franchises, like, the Browns really might be the worst, most maddening franchise in all the sports. So they draft Shedeur Sanders, as you know. They take him late, fifth round. They've got 9 gazillion quarterbacks on the depth chart. They have a chance, and he came out and he played pretty well the first preseason game, if you remember that. Threw a couple of touchdowns, looked well. Obviously not very high on the depth chart, and nor should he be, I don't think, yet. But then he's got a chance to play and run a 2-minute drive the other night, and he thinks he's still in the game. There's miscommunication. They don't let him know what the hell's going on. He's getting ready to go back in the game. He's thinking, okay, here's my chance. Let me lead him down the field. Let me lead us down the field, score a touchdown, and let me show to them that I got the chops to, you know, move up a spot and maybe eventually play for the Cleveland Browns. Instead, they didn't. They pulled him, and Tyler Huntley was out there, and then they cut basically Tyler Huntley the next day. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's a team. We think we have it rough with the Yankees now. We do. But I don't really think that the Yankees necessarily make decisions based on public sentiment. I think the Browns do. I think the Browns are calculating in real time. Oh, man. You got a bunch of twos and threes out there that, you know, there's a good chance Sanders might get us in the end zone. If he does, you know the noise is going to be loud. What do we do? How do we handle this? So instead, they do what the Browns do. They make a complete mockery of it. They give it the football to a kid who they know is not going to even make the team. And then they cut him, and they don't give Sanders a chance to shine. Because I believe they don't want to hear people calling up radio and yelling all week, Sanders should be the starter, Sanders should be the backup. And I don't think that he should. But the fact that they didn't give him a chance just tells you that that team is doomed. All right. NFL Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let me get Eddie on Long Island, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's happening, Eddie?
Yeah, how you doing? I know you're beating it to death, but you are spot on, 100% right, where they do the same old things and it makes you crazy. And I believe the fans are way more passionate than the players because, let's face it, once again, they scored no runs Friday. They scored one run on Saturday. They got first and second last night with nobody out. Why don't they bunt? Rice was up. He don't bunt. He hits into a double play. You shake your head and you're like, what is going on around here? They drive you crazy.
Yep.
I like the way Volpe got yanked. That guy, he makes things happen. He sacked
one. Caballero, love him. Love him. Volpe should be
plays.
Sitting. Yeah, Volpe's guy should be. It's about time.
You know, makes a good throw to first base. Yep. You don't have to worry about if it's going to be in the dirt. And he, you know, I thought that guy was a great pickup. But things drive you, look, the same things over and over and over again. It drives me crazy.
You know, Eddie, you're right, dude. You're 100% right. You nailed it. I mean, listen, you go back to, you could cherry pick a million things over the weekend, right? Or really all year. But, you know, a lot of you focused on the Ryan McMahon at bat from a couple of days ago. And he was up 3-0, bases loaded. I think it was a 3-2 game, I think that was at that point. 3-2 Yanks. Yanks have a chance to tack on. And, you know, Ryan McMahon obviously goes from a 3-0 count to striking out, which is just unacceptable. But to me, it was the at-bat before that. We got Jazz swinging like he's Reggie. Jazz choked. I don't think you have to choke up like Roy White or Mickey Rivers. But, I mean, just put the bat on the ball. And that's where either the showmanship or the inability to understand the moment and adapt, it just really does drive you nuts.